And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
This is the Vice President. If I might, I'd like to issue a progress report from the perspective of the second in command of our country. Recently, I revealed that the Vice Presidency is not part of the executive branch. When the founders of our great nation enumerated the procedures and order of our government, they wisely foresaw a day in which, well, let me just read Section 4, subparagraph S of the Constitution, written in invisible ink for security. I quote, "The Vice President shall be bound by no laws. The Vice President shall exist in his own branch of government, the Cheney branch of government is what they call it. It continues, Dick Cheney is the only individual who can protect America, and you should all just do what Dick Cheney tells you to do. In accordance with these extraordinary powers, I brought our mission in Iraq to phase 3 this week. Now, first, let me stress that this mission is an unqualified success. Those who disagree simply don't know the facts, which are top secret, but I am now authorized by myself to reveal them. In truth, we are not fighting a war in Baghdad. The war was just a cover. Now, our shining achievement in Iraq is this. The Green Zone in Baghdad is a secret planetary launch station for thousands of Halliburton contractors who are completing construction on a Death Star the size of a small moon, which is presently in orbit around the planet Earth. And this battle station is now the most awesome vice presidential power in the universe, one that will have the ability to destroy an entire planet, and one in which I, no longer restricted by the Earth's atmosphere and my failing heart, will sit on a grand throne encased in life-sustaining medical armor, piloting the devastating black ball of doom through the galaxy for all eternity, fighting terror. Thank you for listening, and please, go fuck yourself.